Bert, tell us about the school. What did it look like when you entered the front door?
I mean, I should have brought some pictures. It was just a small building, like, it's been added on and around since I left. It was two stories. Elementary school was down and the senior high school was upstairs.
Hmm. Interesting.
Very small school, but I do have a picture. Maybe I'll get it so you can get a copy one day.
I think that'd be very helpful. Go ahead.
Since you spent all of your school days at Hoffman Boston, can you tell me, during your time there, did the school configuration change? When you were in the first grade, was it like two rooms, and as time progressed, did it become larger, or did they have to make it change because of the number of students attending?
When I attended, no, you had the specific room for each grade.
So if there were a number of rooms on the first floor to accommodate all of the
elementary
mm-hmm. were those large rooms?
They weren't huge, but they were good. They were comfortable rooms.
Approximately how many students were in each room? I'm just curious as to how you all were in there.
I don't know, but we were quite comfortable. We
weren't overcrowded.
No.
Okay.
But I can't give you the dimensions and the size of
that's
the room.
That's okay. No.
But we used to have cloak rooms to hang our coats in.
Of course.
In.
Yes. Of course.
And I'll never forget, we had to memorize the night before Christmas. I don't know which, I think it was Miss Burke's class. Mm-hmm. On the cloakroom door, she pasted all the pages. And from time to time, you would not stay in the same place. You'd have to memorize that page. So even now, I still know the night before Christmas, basically.